In the name of God, who creates, redeems, and sanctifies. Amen. Every year, when we gather together to hear this story, on Palm Sunday and on Good Friday, I hear it differently. And I hope that you do too. It depends on a lot of things in our lives, where we are, what has changed, who we've lost, who is missing. It depends on good things too, what we've found, what's been strengthened, what gifts we've been given. This year, I'm especially mindful of the violence in the Holy Land and in that part of the world. And the truth is that we are always mindful of that. On Good Friday, the free will offering that we collect goes to the church in Jerusalem for that reason. We are mindful of that part of the world. But this year, it does feel different, given the violence we're seeing in Israel and Gaza. And one of the people who has been sort of in the center of that, in the world of the church at least, is the Anglican Archbishop of Jerusalem. His name is Hossam Naum. And he is a wise, faithful pastor. At the beginning of Lent, he wrote a pastoral letter to his people that I think has been shared around the world probably for the first time in quite some time. And he wrote something that's very short that I want to offer you today in this sort of strange spot where I don't like to preach a sermon because of what we've just heard, but I do think we need a focus. So in his pastoral letter this year, he wrote this. Discipleship, of course, requires sacrifice, detachment, and letting go of ourselves, allowing the Lord Jesus to teach us, reshape us, guide us, and renew us through his Holy Spirit. A good disciple becomes something like his or her teacher. Let us each ask ourselves, how do I resemble Jesus? Let this be a blessed time for discipleship so that we might resemble Jesus more and more. So on this day when the gospel does most of the preaching, but we need to contend with it just a little, I offer you this image, this question, and I hope you will carry it with you as we make our way through the holiest week of our year. How do you resemble Jesus? Jesus who loves, who heals, who gives, who sacrifices, and who dies peacefully without raising a hand to anyone. Jesus who does all of this for you and for the whole world, for all of us. How do you resemble Jesus? You might observe him carefully this week. There will be plenty of opportunities in this space and in others. Come and hear the story again. Come and walk with him toward the cross. A good disciple becomes something like, something akin, someone that resembles their teacher. How do you? How will you? How can you resemble Jesus? Amen.